Donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, October 9th, 2025 edition. Talking about transparency in Lansing. Pork barrel spending, earmark requests. Basically, state representatives, state senators bringing money back to their district from Lansing. Special pet projects. Well, the House wanted more transparency. Which state rep, which state senator is asking for money for their district? How much money do they want? How much money are they asking for? Who's the money going to go to? What are they going to do with the money? Is this something the private sector should be doing, or is this something that we, the taxpayers of the state of Michigan, must invest in that will benefit the general public? This is what Speaker Matt Hall says basically caused them to come to a standstill and not get the budget done in a timely manner. Well, for example, 2 years ago, the Democrat-led Senate instructed lists to be made revealing which legislators and state departments sponsored what special projects for the fiscal year 2024 budget. However, the lists were not scheduled to go live until September 30th of the next year. Why would they do that? Well, the Democrats did not want this information made public. When asked why wasn't more done sooner regarding earmark transparency, Sarah Anthony, Senate Appropriations Chair, said, "I think one of the things that I'm proud of is that we not only have people in the House that are really willing to press the administration to go further, but we now have a willing partner with the administration to do even more." So regardless of what happened in 23 or 24, we are here now in 2025. That's not an answer. You didn't even answer the question. Well, the main reason is there was a grant that is actually under investigation by this Attorney General, Dana Nessel. For example, Anthony said, the Senate has led the charge on clawing back $10 million that was paid to Faye Baydoun, a Democratic Party donor who was developing Global Link International. The organization was intended to attract Middle Eastern businesses and innovators to Michigan. Stop, stop, stop. It wasn't $10 million, it was $20 million. But evidently, Baydoun must have spent half of it because they're only attempting to claw back 10 of the $20 million. Well, it was only after the Detroit News discovered that Baydoun had spent $4,500 on a coffee maker, paid herself and one employee $408,000 over a 3-month period of time as salaries and spent $11,000 on a first-class ticket to Budapest. Budapest? Really? Well, under this latest Senate bill, 596, non-government entities involving a legislator request for money, this non-government entity must have been in existence for more than 2 years prior to the request being made. Also, departments that manage a grant in a final budget deal must enter legislatively directed spending item agreement. The agreement, again, who the recipient is, where the money's going, and whether or not they ever have to repay the state if funding is used on what it was not intended for. Anthony said, I'm excited that the speaker joined the Transparency Party. We can fight about it in the press, but ultimately the work that we're going to do behind the scenes, hopefully informing the public, is going to make this place more transparent, and that is exciting, said Anthony. Okay, first of all, Sarah, with all due respect, it was the Republicans in the House this year that were pushing for these transparency laws. Wasn't you Democrats in the Senate. The only reason you even came to the table and had to pass something was because Matt Hall was on the microphone on a weekly basis calling you guys out on it. We've passed it in the House. Earlier this year, the Democrats in the Senate haven't even taken it up. So don't make it sound like you're the party of transparency and that the Speaker and the Republicans finally came to the table. That's a bald-faced lie. But she's a politician. What do you expect? They're going to try to spin it to their party's political advantage and try to get the public to believe it. Well, you know what Hitler's slogan was? Tell a big enough lie long enough, and people will start to believe it. And that, I believe, applies here. The only reason the Senate Democrats came to Jesus on transparency on earmarks is because Hall said, we're not going to pass a budget until you guys put this in your budget. In the final budget that the governor signs, these laws have got to be part of it. So, they finally saw the light, they did it, and the budget was passed and now signed by the governor. Again, trying to get away from this budget discussion, folks, but they keep sucking me back in. These stories coming out about behind-the-scenes arguments and what really happened, well, hopefully this is the last one. Now, another thing that's kind of interesting, remember about me talking about the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association. Now, this was basically a ripoff for five insurance companies here in the state of Michigan back when no-fault insurance first took effect in the 1970s. Well, fees being paid for unlimited personal injury protection coverage are moving down from $23 to $19. However, a new fee would go from $59 to $65, resulting in a $2 increase starting July of 2026 for people choosing to keep unlimited auto insurance coverage. Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association announced a new fee today. Executive Director Kim Beasy said there would be a $4 drop for anyone who didn't go with unlimited coverage. And the assessment drop was a result of investment returns on the fund. We are seeing the effects of reforms, particularly when you got one-third of Michiganders selecting other coverages other than unlimited. The legislature provided freedom of choice for our consumers to select coverage within their budget that works for their family. The biggest reason she gave for the pure premium increase was higher projected costs for long-term care, which taken together results in an $84 per vehicle assessment fee for unlimited personal injury protection coverage. We're paying more than we have in the past on residential care and agency attendant care. That's when you send a healthcare worker into your home to take care of a family member. That is what is driving pure premiums up for future claims that we may have to accept, Beasy said. Finally, the MCCA had financial stability, but because of the 2019 no-fault insurance reform, auto insurance benefits in Michigan turned out to be the most generous in the country. CPAN President Margaret Carice said that the MCCA release comes on the heels of a Michigan Public Service report by Tracy Samilton. It was done back in August, showing that insurance companies are in fact hiking rates. And it was based on the expense of company profits. This is not a success story they're trying to sell. This is actually a broken promise to every Michigan driver. $4 savings? Simply not enough. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-5000. 4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
See the largest outdoor event and concert venue in North America, Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan. Saturday, October 11th. Gates open at 4. Tours start at 5. Live concerts with two bands will start at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. Come party for free and see this unbelievable outdoor venue. Liberty Mountain USA is located at 1001 Mott Mountain Road, Farwell, Michigan, in beautiful Clare County. See you there.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment to wrap up this story where the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association came out with a big press conference yesterday. The fees are going down by $4. Whoop-de-doo. Back in 2019, the reform was passed, taking effect in 2021. The reason, the real reason for rising premiums have to do with the company themselves, the companies in Michigan, raising their rates. Spokesperson for Coalition to Protect Auto No Fault claims personal injury protection was never the problem. It's always been the insurance industry's drive to maximize their profits and the lack of meaningful cost control regulations to protect consumers. The PIP fee itself being put on those without unlimited coverage was a tax because they couldn't use or access any coverages provided by the MCCA. Well, Michigan leaders have the power to do more. To balance the system that drivers are mandated to buy. They, the legislators, need to take action. Well, spokesperson Chelsea Lewis for the Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services said they were happy to see the lower assessment that will begin in July of next year. This assessment is the second lowest assessment since the implementation of no-fault reforms. This is down to $84 compared to the all-time high of $220 back in 2020. So, going to have a big press conference because the assessment fee is down to $84. Bottom line is we don't have enough competition in this state. I know Cure Auto, which is being pushed on commercials during Lions games and Tiger games, has come into the state trying desperately to change the pricing structure through competition. Problem is, most people won't take the time to try to get a quote to see if that company can save them money. Everybody likes their insurance agent. Everybody don't mind paying the insurance costs. It's going to continue. It's that simple. Until it gets so high that people say, that's it. We need to take a check and get a comparison quote from somebody else. So we'll see if it happens. We're going to wrap up this segment again with a plea from you guys. Text me media. We are raising money to get this commercial on radio stations and TV stations across the entire state of Michigan, or axmytax.org is the website. Citizens-led, volunteer-led, signature-gathering petition drive. If we get enough signatures and it gets on the ballot next year, November 2026, we can eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan permanently and forever. One of the things that you have to understand, this is going to be absolutely critical. Critical that we get this money raised, get the commercial out there, making the people of the state of Michigan aware of it, getting everybody to get a sheet, collect 10 signatures, and mail it in. We are at a critical point here in the month of October and November. We roughly got about 45 days to get this message out and to get people to get a sheet filled out and turned in. Bottom line, that's it. One of the things that we are going to do is get these counties that are short signatures figured out, contacting the county captains and making them aware of how many more signatures they need to get for their county. But again, we've got to reach the masses. We need to educate people about this effort. And we need your help. So text me media. I'll send you the information automatically on my phone. You can donate 5, 10, 20, 50, 100, whatever you can afford, and then share it with 10 other people. If we do this, we can raise the money, we can get these ads running, and it will make a huge difference. That's it for hour number one. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo